Heavenly Father, we humbly approach thy throne this evening, approaching you as a small group of thy people. Thank you, Father, for this day that thou hast given to us, a happy occasion, as Sister Lori has symbolized her consecration to do thy will in the assembly of the body of Christ. We ask, Father, that as Sister Lori begins her new journey in thy service, walking in the way of thy dear Son, that we too, those who have also made a similar covenant with thee in years past, may also be reminded of what our walk in the narrow way is. May we always be mindful that, Father, that we belong to you, that we have given all to you, knowing that, Father, that your Spirit will be with us, strengthening us, guiding us through good and through bad. We know that as long as we rely on you, Father, no evil shall befall us, because you will not allow us to go beyond what we can bear. So, Father, we ask that your Spirit again be upon our dear Sister Lori as she enters into that narrow way. Be upon thy dear children throughout the world, and we will continue to serve you to the best of our ability. Bless the remainder of the evening, the fellowship, and these things, Father, we do ask in the name of thy beloved Son, the one who made it all possible, Christ Jesus. Amen.
Brethren, we're going to conclude with the final verses. As Sister Lorianne and the others head out, we're going to finish 4, 5, and 6, and then there'll be opportunities to talk to Sister Lori and the others in fellowship.